This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, has revised its global economic forecast, and things are looking up. Now, it's predicting 3.3% global growth for next year. That's up from 2.9% this year. These OECD folks are pleased about some stimulus under soon-to-be President Trump. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here live with more. Lewis, what's the calculation?
Global growth has been lethargic, and a lot of economists have been concerned about getting out of that pattern. And of course, governments around the world have been balancing the idea of stimulus with a political push towards austerity, especially in Europe. So the OECD, which analyzes the world's most advanced economies, is now saying a little stimulus could be good. And Donald Trump is not an austerity guy. He's proposed $1 trillion in spending on infrastructure, nor is he worried about national debts in the same way the Republican Party has been for quite some time. He wants to cut taxes and raise spending.
All right. Now, the strategy, at least, with these tax cuts is that economic growth might help to make up the difference. But what about this infrastructure plan? What's the fine print?
Well, like a lot of things Donald Trump, there's not necessarily fine print right now. His website talks about public-private partnerships and, quote, supporting investment in infrastructure. And he's talked about doing that through tax breaks, which some say won't address the most urgent infrastructure needs the way direct government spending would. But also the political will situation could be really different for him than it has been for President Obama, who has also supported the idea of infrastructure investments. Republicans have been really resistant to new spending, even though infrastructure tends to be popular. Trump told the New York Times last week, talking about the Republicans on Capitol Hill, "Right now they're in love with me, okay?" We'll see how that love affair plays out when he gives more detail on his plan.
All right, Lewis, thank you.